When David Clayton bumped into old school chum Matthew Freeman, he discovered his old friend had carved an extraordinary musical career. Here is David Clayton, taking us back to his days at Great Yarmouth Grammar School.
Back in my Great Yarmouth Grammar School days, one of my best friends was Matthew Freeman. We hit it off around a similar sense of humour and a love of music. I only got as far as strumming a guitar. He could sit down at the school's grand piano and seriously impress. Whilst it was classical music for him, every now and again a pop tune would take his fancy. I have the happiest memories of Matthew getting hold of Smokey Robinson's "I Second That Emotion" one lunchtime and busking it in his own inimitable style at the back of the school stage. We did form a group with a few other mates, although never seriously professional. Matthew's piano playing was the mainstay of our performance because it certainly wasn't my guitar playing. Some 5 years ago, our paths crossed as both he and I were lucky to receive a Norfolk Arts Award. He was up from London to attend the ceremony in Norwich, and not knowing I was a recipient, I nearly didn't go. I'm very glad I did. I spotted Matthew at the drinks reception and tapped him on the back. We had as good a catch-up as you can at an event where you're supposed to be circulating and chatting. "I was going to be a dentist," Matthew explains when we finally have a proper catch-up over FaceTime. That's what he'd said to Mr. Marsden, our rather stern grammar school headmaster. He was supposed to follow in his father's and grandfather's footsteps, who'd both practised around the Yarmouth area. Well, thanks to encouragement from a musical neighbour, John Norris, and local teachers John Roper and Mrs. Cowell, Matthew gained the confidence to go on and study at the Royal College of Music in London. "I played in West End theatres and for the Sadler's Wells Ballet and went to the Royal Albert Hall to watch concerts as often as I could," he told me. Given we've kept in touch every now and again over the years, I've known something of his remarkable musical career. I knew he'd been Mary O'Hara's musical director for a few years, playing at Carnegie Hall in New York and the Sydney Opera House, but until we chatted, I hadn't realised the scope of his work. "I've also been MD to Frankie Vaughan, Anthony Newley, Roger Whittaker and Shirley Bassey," he explains. Matthew's reputation as an MD and arranger grew, and he spent much of the 90s in recording studios, particularly the CTS studios in Wembley, which have now gone and made way for the new Wembley Stadium. The arranger conducted the orchestra in the studio. Up until then, I hadn't done much conducting apart from the TV series with Mary O'Hara, Matthew tells me. He then went on to arrange the music for the Rat Pack show, which has now been running in the West End for some 20 years. It's a tribute to the legendary trio of Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin. Matthew was on stage directing the Rat Pack big band from the piano. Around the same time, he was recording with an orchestra in Denmark. A producer friend there came up with the idea of performing orchestral versions of the ABBA hits. They approached Stig Anderson, ABBA's manager, who basically said they might as well as no one else was. So Matthew arranged those, and the ABBA-phonic shows became hugely popular, particularly at the Royal Albert Hall. It paved the way for more orchestral treatments of pop songs, so I've arranged and conducted Whitney Houston's music, George Michael's, and Symphonic Queen. Matthew has won awards and platinum discs for his work. "I like to take the audience on a journey and emotionally engage them," is how he sums it up. Matthew's more recent projects have involved Sir David Attenborough's memorable and important Planet Earth programmes. He's taken the atmospheric music composed for the series by George Fenton and Hans Zimmer, and with an 80-piece orchestra on stage, he conducts in front of a massive high-definition screen showing footage from the BBC series, most recently at the O2 Arena. The pandemic has curtailed his travels somewhat, given that he conducts orchestras all over the world, but things are getting back to normal. He returns to Great Yarmouth when he can, and given that he used to live not far from the grammar school at the north end of the town, he's never happier than when he can stroll down across the sand dunes to the sea. I hope we can catch up in person soon, and more to the point, I hope to go and see Matthew on the rostrum, ideally at the Royal Albert Hall. Of all the worldwide venues he's played, the iconic London venue means a lot to him. "I remember sitting right up at the top when I came to concerts in my teenage years. Sometimes," he says, "when I'm conducting, I turn around to take a bow and catch myself glancing back up there where I used to be.
Thank you, David. That really is a remarkable career.